KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. And Specs, how about them savings from Specs? Proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys. We'll chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Howdy, sir.
How's it going today?
Man, going very well. And I think I'm going to give you a lead on a potential trade that I've concocted in my head.
Okay.
So Jeff Hafley, the head coach of the Dolphins, was talking about their wide receivers. And he said, no block, no rock. Do you think that means they're going to trade for Jonathan Mingo, who could be the greatest blocking wide receiver of all time?
He made an impression on a lot of people, right?
Yes, he absolutely did.
Well, it was about time he made an impression, by the way.
Oh, man. That is
kind of true.
That is very true. Where do you stand at the moment in terms of, let's just say, the possibility of carrying six wide receivers with, obviously, Mingo and Brown as part of that group versus going short on other positions?
Yeah, I think that's a conversation that they're going to have because I think that, Mingo has stepped up, and it's not just in a preseason game. His practices have improved. You're starting to notice that he's on the field. And, you know, like last year, he just seemed to always disappear, but all of a sudden, and I had to check myself, too. I saw 81 run a nice route and catch the ball, and I... Who's that? Oh, yeah, that's Mingo, right? And so, yeah, I think I had kept saying that they would keep five receivers, and if somebody steps up, he might force them to keep six, and I think it's a realistic thought. Now, let's see what happens going forward. Today will be another really good test with the Saints coming in for the scrimmage. Now you're playing against first teamers, right?
Right.
And you're playing your first teamers in this controlled practice. They're not putting guys on the ground, but it'll be physical and it'll get chippy. And this will be the best work for the Cowboys until they play the season opener. Just the fact that it's very competitive when you scrimmage against another team. And let's see what these guys do. The one thing that I thought was encouraging about Cam Brown is we've seen this in practice for several weeks. Number six, we know who that is. Well, let's see what happens when the lights come on. Well, the lights came on and he played even better. So consistency now for him will be the big factor of making this roster as an undrafted rookie free agent.
Let's stick there at receiver then, Mickey. What has the usage been like for Turpin so far in camp as opposed to other times you've seen him in camp?
Yeah, he had a really good day yesterday. They have set things they want to use him for. It depends on, you know, whatever the situation is. I think he's more of a situational player. He's not going to be a guy that's going to end up with, 40, 50 catches in a season. But don't mistake his speed, all right? And nobody else in this receiver corps has that type of speed. And I think when you're like the fourth receiver or the guy that sometimes gets first team snaps or is going to get out there in the three receiver set, there's room for a guy that has speed like that, and he shows it usually in practice. Yesterday he went on a hash route down the middle and he split the safeties, right? And they were, and if I remember correctly, they were the first team safeties, and he just split them because they didn't recognize his speed coming at him. So I keep hearing that people are like, well, I don't know about Turpin. It's not volume, it's production when you use him, and I just think that they need that speed on this team.
Yeah, that's kind of the – I've been one of those people that's been throughout. I'm like, hey, man, let's push him more on that. But I'm just interested – but like you just said, though, don't expect 40. You know, just expect that whenever he gets that opportunity, it could be a very big play and something explosive.
And then every time he touches the ball on special teams, if they can get these special teams to play better, right?
Mm.
That was a poor performance, I thought, against Seattle. And I thought that it was poor performance last year, too. The blocking, not very good. There were, and Schottenheimer's made reference to that about, you know, if you're going to see his speed, he needs some opportunities, meaning how about opening up some holes? And I think that was lacking last year. And I thought the coverage was lacking last year, too. So some of the... You know, now we're talking about, I'll go back to what just Kevin said about Mingo. They need better players on special teams, more productive players, right? And maybe that'll change how they produce. So some of this roster could depend on what they do on special teams. You know, they've kept C.J. Goodwin around for so long just because of his special teams. Well, now who's replacing him? And so I think, you know, Maris Leofau bringing in Von Miller, you know, it's getting crowded at the edge rushing position.
Yes.
And that's where they move Leofau, but he's probably one of their best special teams player. So can he make the team because of that? And so that's why when you get to the juggling act and the 53, there's other conversations just in, not about position, but get me some good special teams players to help out.
Okay, well, then let me ask you, if you were Mickey, the general manager, would you keep somebody like Leofau, knowing that it looks like he's on the outside looking in from a positional standpoint, but he's very good special teams-wise? Would you sacrifice that, you know, otherwise positional depth for somebody like him?
I would have to very seriously consider that. And the fact that not just special teams, but he's somewhat versatile on defense, right? Because he was a linebacker, right? Now you moved him to an edge in the 3-4, and he can do that for you also. So I think he's a versatile chess piece on defense, and you know, a really good locker room guy, and a really good player that, you know, not only can play the run, but he also you know, gives you some pass rush ability, not like a proven edge rusher, but a guy that can chip in and help you as in a depth situation. So, yeah, I think that has to be a consideration. Now, again, you have to go short somewhere else. Do you have the luxury to keep three quarterbacks? You know, that's something that's got to be decided yet because, you know, I would think because – Milton has shown limited production in a season. Now, that good performance on Saturday, right? That was encouraging. But can you get him through waivers and put him on the practice squad? Can you get Howell through waivers and put him on the practice squad? He was inactive all last year with Philadelphia, but they traded for him. So that's going to be another, you know, huge decision, because do I need to keep three or can I get by with two? And if it's two, who is it? And that's yet to be decided.
Mickey, how many videos do you plan on posting today from the joint practice now that we're in Oxnard and not in L.A.?
And we can do that, right?
Yeah. Is that the plan?
If Dustin Hoffman shows up, I'll do a video.
There we go. Right. This time, will you talk to him, though?
And not choke, right? Yeah.
You know, since you were talking about the pass rush, I wanted to get your thoughts some more about the contributions, or what people are saying about the contributions of B.T. Jordan, because that's somebody who I know has history with Von Miller, and we've heard from some offensive linemen how he has kind of helped them sharpen up their game as well.
Yeah, I think he's a valuable member of this coaching staff. Now, they consider him a consultant, right?
Okay.
But he's a full-time consultant. I mean, he's been here the whole training camp. And, you know, Jerry made the reference to him that, you know, his recommendation on Von Miller caught everybody's attention because he had been working with him in the offseason and could vouch to say, hey, he's 37, but he's still got skills. He's still got speed, and he wants to play football. And so, I think it's been valuable, and the guys really like working with him. They feel like he's a valuable resource for them, not just in the off season, but now here during the season. And, you know, what was it just last year that the Broncos carried him, right? He was on their coaching staff. So he's got a lot of things going, because if you're definitely just a full-time coach, then you're not doing what you're doing with the business that you came up with. So, yeah. Jerry didn't hesitate to point out the benefits of having him around and working with Von Miller, and knowing where Von Miller was in his career. And by the way, we're going to get a chance. They're doing an 11:45 press conference with Von today. He's finally signed the contract. No DocuSign in the NFL.
Right.
So he was physically here today to sign it. So it's official. And, you know, one of the thoughts I had, you know, you guys mentioned it yesterday, and I verified it, that the cap hit's going to be $5.5 million with a chance to make $7.5 million. They've got a little bit of a signing bonus in there for them, the guarantees. But this is an offshoot of the benefits that they have incurred by trading Micah Parsons.
Right.
If you think about it, you know, we know, you know, Kenny Clark, but they had draft choices to trade for Quinnen Williams. They had cap space to restructure Quinnen Williams' contract when they did the extension to reduce his base salary this year to around 6 or 7 instead of $20 million. And so they had money here to kind of play with, that the Cowboys normally don't have salary cap money to gamble with, right? They can't just take a chance. Well, it was like, okay, for $5.5 million here, we can take a chance on a 37-year-old guy that had 9 sacks last year, oh, by the way. And I figured out sacks per game, he had a half a sack per game last year. So
I think we'd all take that this season.
Right? I mean, he would have led the team in sacks last year with 9, right? Mm-hmm. That was half more than what Clowney had, and Clowney didn't get to 8.5 until the last game, and he got 3 sacks, right? So you were able to just sort of lay a bet down there and say, okay, if I lose, well, okay, I can absorb that, which they couldn't do before. But if you win, you win big.
Now, sticking with kind of that theme, I know we're moving forward to the joint practice, but one more question about the preseason game. Did you feel like one of the winners coming out of that was also James Houston?
Yes, I think he reinforced some of the things that he can do, and he's another somewhat designated pass rusher, right?
Sure.
You know, his size on the edge, but when they're playing in a 3-4, okay, that edge, but the edge has got some heavyweights in the middle to help out against the run. So he's versatile enough that, yeah, I think they value what he can do. And there's going to be a really nice rotation there. I looked at Von Miller's snaps last year, and he averaged around 25 a game. So I'm thinking when they were thinking about doing this, it was like, well, what if he can play 15 to 20 snaps, keep him fresh, and keep him fresh going towards the end of the season, too? And that would be about right. And I think that's kind of what they've got in mind. He's not going to be like the starting guy out there playing 60 snaps. You don't want to do that. But you're in nickel so much that he can help be a very valuable piece if indeed he still has it at 30. Think about that, 37 years old. And he's finally going to play where he wanted to play all along, right?
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
This was kind of funny. I walked into the TV production room, and Roxanne Medina, who puts together our pregame shows during the preseason, she was looking for footage on Von Miller to use. She found the interview I did with him at the Senior Bowl in 2011.
Wow.
And the funny thing was, you know, we talked and whatever, and I finally, like, because I always hate that question. Anybody that's from the area, do you want to get drafted? Well, of course they want to get drafted, yes, by the Cowboys, right?
It does.
But I did it. I asked him, and he kind of smiled and said, well, yeah, whoever drafts me, that'll be fine, and ended up being Denver with the second pick, right? And it was like, okay, but, I'm sure you grew up watching the Cowboys. And I said, and he goes, yeah. He goes, you know what? I'm from Dallas. And I said, so you would like for the Cowboys to draft you? He goes, I'm from Dallas. And it made me laugh, right? I said, that was a great way to answer the question, right? So, I don't know how much we'll see of him in the preseason. Certainly not this week, right?
Sure.
But next week, and then that will kind of, he'll have to go through a ramp-up phase. But, just have him ready for September 13th, right?
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much, good sir. Enjoy the joint practice. We look forward to all those videos, and we will catch you tomorrow.
funny guy.
Mm-hmm. See you, Mick.
See you.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com.
So he's saying that Vaughn's not going to go full bore today? He's not going to be in the joint practice? Why do we even sign him?
I do think, because I think the joint practice is going to start like a couple hours after that, I do think it would kick ass if he was like, I'm going to be in this practice today. I don't know if that's wise for his body.
He's like, I've been working on this. Steven and I had a deal for a while.
I mean, great. Again, I don't know. But that being said, the first video you get of him breaking through the line or cutting around the edge and getting a pressure or a sack is going to get 80 gajillion views.
First video is going to be him on the bands with Britt Brown. That's the first
that
video.
That is probably true.